Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cubs win.
Jordan Whittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs win.
Chicago Cubs. Yeah.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Whittenmeyer.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Always a delight to talk to Gordon Whittenmeyer, covering the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Morning, Gordon.
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys?
We're just trying to, pave through all this stuff and figure out what the heck happened and what's going on. And does anything change in the way people view things? How will players handle this? Is this a big story, a non-story? Is this something? I mean, I would imagine that, it's going to be a story that you're going to have to deal with when you go to camp and when you deal with guys and talk to them. I'm sure everyone's going to run it by them. And David pointed out when they announced the Sinclair Media stuff, that will come out again. I mean, it just seems like this is something that's in the clip file now for a long time to come.
I think you're right. I mean, this is something that has reared every now and then over the last probably 2 or 3 years in earnest, as some of the family's sort of political efforts and the Trump stuff. They were never Trump, and then they were all over trying to get him elected, and then Todd gets involved with his campaign, and Pete's even more public politically. He's a governor of Nebraska. So, when you're that publicly and aggressively political and you're the owner of a very high profile, sort of unofficially public trust professional team, you kind of bring some of this on yourself. At least you bring on the scrutiny. And if there's an underside or an underbelly to this that comes out like we've just seen, then it's hard to really blame anybody else. And it winds up being big, at least in terms of just public perception. We've seen the backlash all over the place. We've seen everybody from a Muslim group, the mayor, and fans all over the place. Major League Baseball responding to this. So it's not going to go away anytime soon. And even when it goes away, it's going to periodically come up again just because of all their efforts and all the things they do off the field. So to answer your question, on the one hand, is it a big deal? It's a big deal.
Gordon, yesterday Tom Ricketts was quick to distance himself from his father in this way and by reminding people that he doesn't have anything to do with the operation of the Cubs, and I think that's fair and valid and accurate. On the other hand,
it's sort of
on the other hand, there's the ownership issue, which I think that it's hard to get past that his money held by the Cubs. How would you interpret this? I mean, how involved is Joe Ricketts? And when you say Cubs ownership, he's a Cubs owner, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they've conspicuously and intentionally kept his name out of it. I think that's the way he wanted it. But it's his money. It's his money that was the cash that came in and seeded this ownership. It set up the family trust that this team has run through. Now they kept him out of it. However you want to say it, he bequeathed it to his kids. But it's his money. It was his. They went to him when they wanted to buy the team. He eventually signed off on it, provided the money, and by the way, provided the money in the form that it was. In other words, they could have bought the team with more cash up front. They could have structured the deal. Goodell wanted it a certain way, but they could have negotiated it differently and provided more cash up front, so that it wasn't such a debt-laden purchase up front, which, as we saw early in the rebuild process, kind of hamstrung the baseball operations. It was him. There's no doubt about it. Is he involved in the day-to-day operations? No. Was he involved in some of the political machinations early on as they tried to get money for renovations and things like that? He was. He was in some of that stuff, in some of those meetings. So, for instance, if Major League Baseball wanted to do something about this, and if historically, you know, when they've taken owners out of the operation process, George Steinbrenner years ago, an entirely different situation. Marge Schott kind of overlaps a little bit. Taking them out of the baseball operation, you could do that. You could say, well, hey, Joe Ricketts, we've evaluated this. This isn't something we do. We're going to punish you by you cannot be involved in the baseball operations. Well, he's not anyway. So that would be empty and it's irrelevant in that regard. So, and because it's irrelevant in that regard, how much attention should they even pay to it? You know, so there's all these sort of nuances to how involved he is in the team and what could or should even be done about him in relation to the team.
Yeah, it's really an interesting situation, and obviously Major League Baseball had the statement that came out, and he has issued an apology. Joe Ricketts has, and the Cubs issued a statement from Tom Ricketts. Is it over? Is that it? Is that done and done?
I think it depends on where it goes from here. My impression is that baseball hasn't really started anything formal or anything like that, but they're not, they're just sort of staying aware of it, monitoring where this goes from here. I don't know what they would or could do about anything, no matter where this goes.
It doesn't come down to like their advertising partners, their corporate sponsors, whatever it might be. If they're offended enough to
pull out, right. Which I don't know that
right.
that's happened
and I don't
yet,
think that's happened.
Or it will happen, but I think it's fair to wonder.
I think so. I think you're right. I think we've seen that. We've seen that in other instances of, say public people, public figures, radio show hosts, TV show hosts that have said things that have just blown up, losing sponsorships, losing shows, and because of that. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's public sentiment right now. And you're a public entity, and you sell tickets, and you have a TV deal coming up that's worth X amount of money because of what you are, both on the field and off the field, what you represent. Same for the sponsors. So absolutely, all that stuff's in play. And remember, this is. When it comes to the Cubs and this ownership, I mean, it's been a horrible offseason for this ownership.
Yep.
You can start with, if you want to get into the players they haven't added and why, some of that goes to the choice of the ownership willing to spend money and the whole thing, even though they have a high payroll. But they're in this competitive window. So there's that. There's the Addison Russell stuff. This is fresh on the heels of the blowback that they got when they approved the trade for Daniel Murphy. After 3 years after the homophobic things that he said when he was with the Mets, and then you have just things like just kind of getting in the mud on the politics, trying to run somebody against the alderman. So it's not been their best winter, for sure.
In your experience, Gordon, before we let you go, the Ricketts' varied political interests, is this the exception to the rule in terms of ownership groups as you've been around in baseball? Is this maybe more than people are comfortable with or more than it should be? And do in any way, do these political interests and involvement get in the way of the baseball team?
Yeah, how high profile it is different than what I've seen. That's what makes this unique. It's very public. It's very high profile, and it's almost like I don't want to say that, you know, using the prominence of their Cubs ownership to sort of further some of the things they're doing politically. I don't want to go so far as to assume that that's the case, but I'll tell you this: I'm not sure. Didn't Pete Ricketts get elected in 15? After they bought the club, and that would have made the election cycle after they started winning. I don't know how popular he didn't win elections before that. I don't know that he wins that election if they're not the high profile owners of the popular Cubs, and so I don't know that there's. I'm just drawing that possible link. I don't know that any of that's true, but you don't see that very often. You don't see this such high profile politics. I think all owners are political. I mean, we see the owners, the Major League Baseball owners, we see the political contributions they've made for their lobbying efforts, and some of that's pretty ugly. But a lot of that's there's a lot of money in politics through owners, but you don't see the high profile direct participation in it like this. And I don't think I don't know how you come away thinking from a business standpoint, and when you have such a public thing like a team that you own, especially such a high profile big brand team like the Cubs, I don't know how you think that's a winner. You know, I don't know how that, from a business standpoint, you can win taking that approach. But up until now, anyway, they've managed to walk that line.
All righty, Gordon, thanks so much. Appreciate the insight.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right, guys, take it easy.
That's Gordon Whitmire covering the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.